Welcome to the Plentiful Goddess Podcast. My name is Jessica Caravat, and I'm a holistic coach for women, certified vegan nutritionist, fitness trainer, yogi, and Reiki master. I have coached hundreds of women worldwide, and I made it my mission to help women from all around the world transform their lives and health in ways they didn't think was possible. If you're looking to uplevel your health, learn about the best practical tips on vegan health and fitness, master your menstrual cycle, improve your relationship with food, and so much more, so that you can reconnect with the powerful woman that you're meant to be, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is for you to help you step up your game, reconnect with yourself as a woman, and elevate your health and life. We are going to have so much fun in this podcast. Are you ready? Let's begin. All right. Hello and welcome to the Plentiful Goddess Podcast. I am so excited that you're here with me today. Today, we're going to speak about, as the title of the podcast already says, my male fitness coach told me that my period pain was all in my mind. I know. Let me tell you the story of what exactly happened and why it happened. So many, many years ago, when I had certain weight loss, health goals, booty goals, whatever you want to call it, I hired a male fitness trainer because I saw the results that he had with someone else that I was following, and I really loved her physique, and I was like, this is what I want, give me that, what do I have to do? And so this is, I think, the process of how you hire a trainer or online coach is like, either way, you see someone else's results and you want them for yourself, or you just really love what they're about, right? And so for me, it was really having seen the results of this other person, I decided to hire him. And at that time, I know I was very scared to invest in a trainer. I have never done it before. It was my first time. And obviously, he was a man. And again, this is not about bashing men. It's just about me telling my experience, having hired someone that didn't know what I exactly needed, okay? So he gave me this training plan, which I was very excited about. But very quickly, like 2-3 weeks into the workout plan, I was like, this is not sustainable. I have to work out 6 times a week, almost 2 hours each. This is a lot. This is a lot. I remember being at the gym, and after 1.5 hours, like, I just wanted to go home. My body was tired. And, you know, to be frank, like, this is a lot of time. This is a lot of time to work out. And so I realized, okay, this is maybe not the best way to do it. And he also put me at super low calories. Now, having had an eating disorder and having and being restricted so much was a lot for me. I knew that if I were to follow this protocol, I would eventually reach my goal body. But 2 months in, I was working out at the gym. And I remember that day I got my period and I was in horrible pain. Like, right now I don't have any period pain, or when I do, it's very little. It's bearable. It's something I can live with and doesn't impact my life. But back then I would get such pains that I couldn't move and everything was just really bad for me. And so I, you know, because it wasn't my workout plan, I still decided to go to the gym. In the morning, I popped in 2 pain meds. I was like, we can do this, woman. I remember being so freaking tired. And I went to the gym and I worked out. It was a lower body day. And I remember I was doing hip thrust, very excited to grow that booty. And during the second set, at one point, my back cracked in a way where I don't know if there was an actual sound, but it felt like it broke. I cannot describe the pain that I was under, The moment it happened, I was sitting on the gym floor, not in the capacity to move, not in the capacity to get up, nothing. My phone was right next to me. I messaged my partner and I was like, can you come and get me? Because I cannot move, something happened. That day I went to the doctor immediately. They told me it was overexhaustion, it was stress, it was too much on my body at that time. And I, obviously on the one hand, I was happy it was nothing worse. But on the other hand, having tried so many things at this point, really working hard on my physique, that now the doctor telling me I need a rest and I cannot work out for a while and all of those things, I was like, well, damn it. You know, I was very frustrated because here I have hired a coach who, you know, is supposed to help me. I've paid money and he's, you know, not knowing about what I'm going through. And then I ended up telling him, you know, I was in pain and I couldn't really work out. And there were a couple of times that I skipped working out. And that's when he told me that maybe my period pain was in my mind and I could mentally prepare for it and I could still go to the gym and do light exercises instead. And here I am in pain, not being able to walk, taking two painkillers. And he's telling me this, my back just hurt like hell. And I'm having, you know, a rebound of an eating disorder. And I'm just like, okay, this is not sustainable. What is going on? I'm recording this podcast for you. I'm talking about this today with you because I want you to learn from my mistakes. I want you to understand what I actually did wrong and how that shouldn't have happened or I could have prevented so it doesn't happen to you. The first thing is that women are not meant to work out with the same intensity every single day and do the same type of workouts every single day. Women have a menstrual cycle. We are going through cycles every day and our hormones are also fluctuating, right? We have different dominant hormones at certain times of the cycle. With that, this means that at some points of the cycle, it's easier for you to gain muscle, and at other points of the cycle, you can lose muscle if you overdo it, if you work out too much, or if you do the wrong type of workout. Now, funny enough for me, I've worked out with this person for 2 months at a time. In those 2 months, I did not see any change. Why not? Because my body was under constant stress. I was not working with my body. I was working against it. And even though I was putting all of this hard work, my results were close to nothing. Maybe there was a slight change, okay? I don't want to say there was nothing, but it wasn't anything that I would have imagined I should be seeing in 2 months. And believe me, I was working out consistently. I was doing work every single day. So, long story short, that is one thing that you have to remember when you work out, that your cycle is going to affect your energy, your strength, how your body can gain muscle, your body can lose muscle, all of those things. First thing that I did not pay attention to because I didn't know this stuff back then. The second thing is as well, your body also goes through energy levels. So that morning when I woke up, my body needed a solid 2 hours of more sleep, easily. Now, I didn't sleep those extra 2 hours. Instead, I decided to skip sleep and push myself at the gym. Now, this behavior over time made me burn out. Again, not knowing that this was going to happen. Again, I learned from my mistakes, but my message here is listen to your body and your need for rest and sleep. I always say to my clients, never skip sleep for a workout. If you feel like you need more sleep, either way, go to bed earlier or sleep in longer, because sleep is the most important aspect when it comes to health. We as a society, we are not sleeping enough. Sleep is important for your body to function properly the next day, for your organs to function properly, for your brain to function properly, for rest, right? If you build muscle, your body also needs to rest. Everything, like I can make a whole episode about sleep itself, which I'm not going to go into details, but that's another thing that I would underestimate. I would underestimate the importance of sleep. This is what happened to me. The other thing as well is calorie intake. Now, calorie intake is something that I don't think is discussed enough, again, when it comes to women's health, because calorie intake for us women changes. Many fitness trainers, at least from my experience and my clients' experience, they put you on a meal plan with the same calorie intake every day. Or, you know, maybe it's changing slightly depending on your intensity of your workout. But what is an important other factor to look into is the cycle phase that you're in. For example, the time before your period is a time where your body has more need for food. Your metabolism is quicker. So when you're wondering why you're so hungry before your period comes, it's because you literally need more food. Now, again, if you don't know this, you feel like you're going crazy. You feel like you're hungry all the time, and no matter what you eat, you're never satisfied. Then many women tend to go to the junk food because it's what helps them get quick energy. But generally, your body just wants more energy, and you have to give your body more energy during this time. Even if you feel like your workouts have slowed down, still give your body good energy. What I mean with good energy is don't go to the fast food place, which again, also, it's all about abundance. It's not about restricting ourselves. So I'm not saying to never do that. But if you truly want to curb those cravings and feel fuller when you are about to approach your period, eat more complex carbohydrates, more sweet potatoes, more brown rice, more protein, up your protein intake as well. Healthy fats are super important for satiety as well. They're going to slow down digestion, right? So really pay attention to eating not only balanced meals, but really increasing the intake of complex carbohydrates, B vitamins as well, magnesium, zinc. All of these minerals and vitamins are extremely important for you to function optimally during this time. It's also going to help you with your mood swings and anything else that you're going through. So that is the other thing that I definitely, you know, wish I would have done differently. And of course, also the fact that I hired a male fitness trainer. Now, again, I don't want to tell you, if you're a woman, to never hire a male trainer. But in my experience, even if the guy knows everything about cycles, they will still never 100% understand what you're truly going through. As women, we are so complex, we're so beautiful and amazing, but we are complex. And if you are in a partnership, in a marriage, dating a man, you know that you change and that a man doesn't change much. And a lot of times that can become a source of conflict. I definitely have noticed that my partner and I have more conflict, more conversations in the luteal phase of my cycle, which is the cycle before your period, which where a lot of women experience PMS. You're more irritated, you're more moody, you're more tired, you're more hungry, you're all of those things, okay? I definitely know I'm harder to deal with during the luteal phase of the cycle. And there is nothing wrong with that. But if you don't know that, if you don't know why you are the way you are, and your partner doesn't know the way that you are, and doesn't know how to help you or handle you in that situation, of course that can become a lot. And so the luteal phase is also a time in fitness where your body needs to slow down, where your body is not capable of doing more strength training than it did before. Your body actually needs to do less and less repetitions and less weight, and your strength just generally decreases. And again, if a male fitness trainer doesn't know it, they might be willing to push you more, which can increase stress, and more stress will put you into muscle damage, and it's going to do the complete opposite of what we are trying to achieve, right? So this is my take on that, my experience, and my learnings from it, which I hope this is going to help you as well. I definitely, you know, obviously went the long road. Now I'm helping women with this stuff. But I hope that, you know, from my experience, you can look at your own and see, okay, these are a couple of things that I can adjust. I'm willing to adjust, and I can look into to feel happier, lose the weight if that is my goal, and work with my cycle and not against it. That is it, ladies. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any suggestions for other topics, I'm always open to it. Send me a DM on Instagram. I am sending you so much love, and I will talk to you in another episode. All right? Bye.